Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, you guys heard about this. Lil Bootsy wants to have an adult prom, and he is planning on inviting you, Steve, and Marjorie. Plus, in other entertainment news, you've been away for a minute.
My man, welcome back.
That's what's
Steve
happening
Hart.
Over here.
You going to the
plus,
prom,
plus, in other entertainment news, R. Kelly's new jail friend is the accused subway shooter. What? We'll talk about that. Also, in other entertainment news, we'll tell you about Ludacris's graduation gift. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Teeny in Mexico says, I'm 71, and my husband and I retired and went to live with our son, his wife, and two children in Playa del Carmen. I told my husband we need to find our own house because my son expects me to cook and babysit. My husband said it's a fair trade, but he's not doing the work. How do I convince him to move out?
I don't know what to tell you. Y'all 71. Mm-hmm. I don't know who made this decision. I can't help you. I'm not 71. I can't advise you on this, teeny. I ain't never been to Mexico. I don't know what y'all doing. I don't want to offend nobody by saying what we
do. You been to Mexico? We all been to Mexico.
Yeah, I ain't stayed that long enough to, develop no cultural habits or nothing like this. All I came away was liking guacamole way better down there because they make it different. And that's all I came with. The enchiladas is the real deal down there. I don't know what they doing at Taco Bell, but it ain't what's going on. It ain't real deal, I can tell you that. Anyway, those are the things I came away with. And I want to avoid this question for any council culture that might occur behind it. So I want to pass on this. Teeny, good luck with your life, you and your husband, and there with them wife and kids and stuff like that. I don't know.
How do you 71, convince them to move out?
That's I'm not convincing nobody. Know. I don't know why you're 71. You want to live with nobody any damn way. My kids don't want me moving in with them. I can promise you that. Because first of all, we're going to cut all this damn music off. And I don't like having friends. So they can't come over here. So now they're going
to
put me out. Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Sorry, Teeny. Moving on to Jamie in Clemson. Jamie says, I got married 7 months ago and my husband is a great man, but he has no filter. He says anything that comes to mind, anything. He told my 12-year-old niece that her breath stinks and her father cursed him out. He is brutally honest at all times. How do I get him to be nice or be quiet, especially with my family?
You ain't going to have to. He going to say the wrong thing to the wrong person. I don't know how he don't know this yet. You ain't got to tell the 12-year-old her breath stink. Why is you talking to the 12-year-old?
Right.
But you going to say something about somebody's child, and they going to handle it for you. Life has a way of taking care of itself. You're going to learn the lessons now, or you're going to learn them later. But you're going to learn all the lessons you need. Trust me, there is no elevator to the top. You have to take the steps. If you skip a step, you're going to get back on it. Obviously, he's gotten away without saying what he want to say. He just ain't said it to the right person yet. But that right person going to be the wrong person that day. And all these will go away. You ain't got to worry about him. Never no
right.
more.
Jamie, 7 months into marriage. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to Amanda on Long Island. Amanda says, my boyfriend and I have been dating a while, and when we met, he said he was getting his ex's name off his chest. The tattoo bothers me more now since we're talking about marriage. I got a temporary tattoo of a man's name, and he thought it was funny. How do I get him to take me seriously?
What she said, she put a temporary tattoo of a man's name just to show him what it was like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm assuming okay. so. Yeah.
Well, he thought it was funny because he knew it was temporary.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the deal. You're not sleeping with him anymore until he gets the name off his chest because you ain't finna look at it, wonder about it, or nothing else. Ta-da. Tattoo
oh, he gonna get the cutting it off, man.
Yeah, with a butter knife. You a butter knife with some sandpaper. I have it off this evening.
Ooh, that's painful.
I know.
Whoa.
All right, Amanda, you could try that or... No. All right, last one,
Steve. You at Home Depot
Steve.
Trying to get it off? You know you're trying to get it off.
Last one, Steve. LaFay in Olney says... My husband and I love reality TV, but he has gotten way too comfortable in telling me who's beautiful, who's had work done, and who needs work done. When I confronted him about it, he said, if I can have an opinion on the ladies, so can he. I enjoy his company, but not his commentary. What do I do? This is our husband now.
I don't know.
What y'all watching?
You know, y'all watching. Y'all sitting up here watching all this that's going on. How he ain't going to mm-hmm. comment. He telling you what he think. That's what he watching it for, the work.
But
I can tell you right now. Well, let me tell you how the conversation going. We watching TV. I'm old. Uh-huh. That girl right there, she done had them breasts put on. Mm.
Saying
I know
which
that
one?
Girl.
Which
I
mean, one?
Both of them. Both of them. She done had work done on both of them. She ain't just do the left side. She did both
no.
of them.
No. Which girl?
Oh, which one?
Which
oh,
woman?
I think, about four of them, four,
not
five
girls.
Of them. They all do it, you know, because when they do the recap, you know, know, the show reunion, they all had that white powder put between their breasts, make them look like they separated and bigger.
And you know this how?
I like, because I watch the show. I bought my wife some of that white powder, too. See if she can get that. Yeah, I bought her
don't
some of that white powder.
Don't you think you're a little comfortable with you know, with noticing all of this?
Oh, I'm very comfortable noticing.
As
what you want me to wear? You know, we watching it. What do you want me to watch it but not see it? What you? How you want this to work?
I just want you
well,
to
you
watch
have
it.
Yeah. Yeah do
well,
you have
but
to
I am watching it. But, you know, I mean, they talking.
But why you talking? We can't even follow along because you
I don't
talking.
Say nothing until the commercial come on.
We can fast forward that sometimes.
You know, well, yeah. I take notes of who I think need breasts, who I think need
you're taking
you know,
notes.
Booty. You know,
what
I put it down on my paper
like,
who
though.
Need their nose contoured. A lot of them girls' nose ain't contoured. They put them two stripes on each side of their nose. See that uh-huh. white powder? It don't just yeah. go on the middle of the chest.
Oh.
That white powder go on
it
each side of
the
nose.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.